West Lafayette and Lafayette are among an estimated 50 local governments in the state pursuing lawsuits against manufacturers and distributors of prescription opioids for damages caused by the opioid crisis. Richard Shevitz is an attorney representing West Lafayette and Marion County in their lawsuits over the opioid crisis. He says under the state's umbrella, 15% of any settlement would be divided among local governments. 15% would go to the state, and the remaining 70% would be distributed by Indiana's Family and Social Services Administration.
It's like any other pot of money. Everybody would like to get their hands on it, and so the state would like to see it flow through the state process so they can control it at that level.
Local governments have until June 30th to opt out of the statewide suits, but will be able to opt back in later if they choose. Shevitz called the state statute to take control of local settlements, quote, highly unusual. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Ben Thorpe.